Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Scotty Scheffler dropping in the par putt on 18. Wrapping up his day at the PGA Championships in Charlotte, North Carolina, Quail Hollow. By the way, we've had the U.S. Open here. PGA Championship has never come to San Diego.
There is a reason for that.
When it is?
Not good enough
weather? What's
no,
the problem?
No. It's that PGA Championship courses, they want... let me find out the real thing, right. But I know there's a difference.
Okay. Jonathan Vegas is your leader after two rounds at 8-under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, the previously mentioned Siwoo Kim, who had a hole-in-one today, are tied for second, 6-under. Scottie Scheffler finishes up at 5-under, so he's right there. Both Xander Schauffele and your guy, Rory McIlroy, finished the day at +1. And that is the projected cut. So it looks like, in fact, I'm almost sure of it, they'll make the weekend. There's a bunch of guys at +1, so I don't think they're going to ever get the cut moved to even. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Almost everybody's done golfing. As a matter of fact, I think, I tell you, they all are. In fact, the round is over. It's done.
Yep,
go home.
It's over.
Everybody go home. All right, so +1. Schauffele made it. McIlroy made the cut, but they're both well off the lead. Padres and Mariners tonight, game one of the Vetter Cup. Yes, this is, I believe, officially the first year that there's actually a cup being played for.
Yes, there is.
Eddie Vedder designed it, and it'll be handed out, I guess, at the end of the second series between the two teams. You got the three this weekend, then they have three later in the year at Seattle. One of our listeners informed us that the tiebreaker, should they both win three, is run differential, followed by a really confusing one. If the run differential is the same, then it goes to whichever team's player had the highest exit velocity. EV, Eddie Vedder, exit velocity, EV, get it?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway.
I do.
All right, so the Vedder Cup starts tonight. And, oh, Adam Klug threw me a text.
Oh, what do you say?
And, you know, I don't like to ignore the boss.
No, you can't ignore the boss.
We talked about Brandon Lockridge, who was our Friar Friday guest earlier.
Uh-huh.
He's in the lineup tonight, righty against righty, second straight time that Jason Hayward has not been in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam Klug pointed out that the pitcher tonight, Logan Evans for Seattle, much worse statistically against righties than he is against lefties
That's weird.
So you're better to put a righty against him.
So you don't think it's because Jason Hayward is slumping?
No, I think it is because Jason Hayward's slumping, but I think this gave them even more ammunition, you know.
Great point, Adam Klug.
Thank you, Adam Klug. All right, you want to make a good point? Now would be the time to do it in Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I did find the differences between PGA Championship and U.S. Open courses we could talk about a little bit later.
Okay.
Let's get the prize out of the way. You'll be qualified if you win for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, including two tickets to a show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win. If you're a first-time player... let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. I don't know why I said it like that, but I did. All right, let's get to our first contestant. Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Well, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, are we here?
Yes, we're here. All right, Patrick, you ready to play?
We're here. Are you
here? I'm ready to play. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
He's ready.
I hope you're just listening. What golf major is being played this weekend?
The PGA Championship.
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
What does the PGA stand for?
Professional Golfer Association.
Correct.
The PGA...
I knew you knew. I just was
the PGA... Sure. The reason I like this tournament is because all the... when you say professional golfer... I'm not just talking about Rory McIlroy. I'm talking about the guys who are professional golfers around the country at different country clubs. And then they can make the tournament as well. It's kind of a tournament for those guys, too. So, anyway.
PGA is more inclusive than the U.S. Open is.
Well, the U.S. Open's an open. The PGA Championship is like a invite-only play-in tournament. The Open, anyone can really do it as long as you have... like. The Pepsi delivery guy down the street, as long as he has like a one handicap, he can try. PGA Championship, you can't get into.
Oh, you can't.
Unless you like
unless
win
you
the US
belong
Open
to the
or
PGA.
Something. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Thank you for staying there, Patrick. Here we go.
That didn't interest Patrick. He just wants to get to the next question.
All right. Let's see here. Who is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills? Oh, did we already ask this?
No. I don't think so. I don't recall it. Not hearing a response.
You can pass if you want.
Well, I thought you...
Let's pass. I'm going to have you pass because we ran out of time. So, pass. Chris?
Sean McDermott. I believe. Sorry about that, Patrick.
I knew I was walking Patrick into a buzzsaw.
Well, the problem there
sorry,
is that,
Patrick.
You know, I see nightmares of Sean McDermott.
That is true.
And the Bills
you
when I close my eyes.
You are a dolphin.
Yes, I don't think we've beaten Sean McDermott more than once in his career. And that was probably a lucky break, you know, something happened.
Yeah, they have... Oh, it was that one game where it was super hot. And remember, it was in Miami, and then Josh Allen like fell down on the field after because he was so tired. It was recent. It was like in the last couple of years.
I think that was the day of the butt punt for Miami.
Maybe.
No, they tried to punt the ball out of their end zone at the end of the game, and the guy kicked it right into the up man's behind.
I don't remember that
for a
some
safety.
Reason.
That's and the weird. Bills got the ball and then went down and didn't. Anyway.
Okay.
Go.
Ryan.
Ryan's
Ryan.
Up. Hey, Ryan. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Happy Friday.
Good luck
you ready
to
go?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. What team did Saquon's Barkley play for last year?
Saquon's.
Well, the Giants fan, sadly, the Eagles.
Oh
my goodness.
Man.
You gotta be embarrassed. Just every time you hear the name Saquon Barkley.
When you think about that clip of Joe Shane, does it make you angry?
Well, we would just probably still not be very good with Saquon, so that's all right.
All right,
he says it's okay.
You're at least a reasonable Giants fan.
Yeah, I got to be honest. That embarrasses me, and I'm not even a Giants fan.
Hey, I'm hoping for your team to get better because everything's better when the Giants are good.
I got to say that I like the G-Men.
Yes.
Chris okay. Berman, man. Again, see, you don't know any of the Chris Berman references.
I do know Chris Berman references.
Right. Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Okay, well, then you should
He hit that all the way to Carlsbad. Then you should know G-Men. Go. Question for the giant fan out there.
All right. Let's go with this. The Chargers and the Chiefs will open their 2025 seasons in what country?
Same place they had a game last year in week one, if that helps you.
Oh, wow. Getting help?
Yeah, I'm trying to give them a little help.
I don't know. Brazil, that's not right.
Brazil is right. You got it.
I'll just change it.
Don't change it. You
Brazil.
Got it. Eagles and Packers played the Friday night game in Brazil.
They did.
This year it's the Chargers and Chiefs.
And Jordan Love got crushed at the end of the game and ended up missing like 6 weeks or something, at least a month.
I recall my guy, was it Jaden Reed?
Didn't do a thing.
No, yes, he did. He had two huge touchdowns in that game, and I thought, man, I have discovered a fantasy star.
My memory is bad.
After that, he did nothing.
Okay.
They stopped giving him the ball. Like, what are you doing?
I know. I know.
You know, one of those angry fantasy things.
All right. Third and final question for you, Ryan. Which Olympic gymnast went viral for making a dissatisfied facial expression after winning the silver medal in the 2012 Summer Olympics?
2012?
Yep.
Okay, wait, one more time.
Yes, that's fine. I agree. Which gymnast went viral for making a dissatisfied facial expression after she won the silver medal at the 2012 Summer Olympics?
The hell?
I remember this.
I remember
the memes.
This happening?
I remember everything.
Oh, it was a meme.
There's a ton of things that came out of this.
And what this? Okay, it's a young lady, or you're not even telling
no,
us.
No. I'll tell you. It's a female gymnast.
Female gymnast, and she did something that we should remember.
Yes.
Okay. I think you're in pretty good shape here,
say
Ryan.
Allie Raceman.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give, you know what? Just give him the title because he named a gymnast. Right?
You that got anything, good. Chris?
No. 2012, Nadia Comaneci.
Nadia Comaneci.
I don't remember this.
All right, Ryan. You are the winner. Stay right there.
Hang on. Who was it?
Michaela Maroney.
Who is that?
Yeah,
honestly never heard of her.
She was like one of the better gymnasts that year, and she got silver when she should have won gold, and they went to her on the camera and her face just said it all. It was like,
okay.
Really? I'm going to get silver?
Well, wait a minute now. She thought she should have won gold. Did everybody agree with her? I mean,
yeah. I think a lot of people agree
with
her.
Well, I bet you the girl who won gold didn't agree with her.
Well, that's probably true. I would think that.
I'm calling up Michaela Maroney.
It's not impressed is what it's called. Michaela Maroney, not impressed.
The tragedy of Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney explained.
That's probably
something
else.
She was the visiting. Okay, somebody hacked into her.
Here it is. Here's the picture, Chris, right here. You've never seen that picture before?
Yeah, I must have been out to dinner that night. I didn't see it.
I mean,
it,
Obama saw it.
Really?
Obama did it. See, Obama's doing it in this picture. Oh, I clicked it and it didn't go anywhere. But Obama did it in the picture.
It was kind of the go-to meme for a while.
Oh, yeah. It was the non-impressed meme.
Good for you, Ryan, because I never heard of it. So there you have it.
Wow.
Ryan is a winner, and he'll have a chance to go to Las Vegas if Scraby remembers to pick him up.
I will.
During the break, which we now take on Gwen and Chris. Welcome back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to Chris. 419 is the time. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down to Petco. And Matt Scraby is alongside here in the Odyssey Palace studio. We're heading towards our Big Five. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tony will be back with us for that. And we also look forward to a reprise of our visit with Brandon Lockridge, Padre outfielder, who is in the starting lineup again tonight for the Friars as they get set to take on the Seattle Mariners, the M's, as it were.
Is that what they call them?
They did.
Yeah, I guess you're
they
right.
Have.
You're right, you're right.
I don't know what's... I don't know, like, they're not, it's not like Athletics that you call the A's. That's more.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Recognizable. Baltimore, the O's, the M's is kind of in that vein. The M's, they're in tonight against the P's.
Apparently Soto's getting booed like crazy right now in New York.
He's getting a standing
boo.
I guess when he came up to bat,
they
Stadium.
Booed him like crazy.
Yeah, he's standing in right field right now at Yankee Stadium, and they are saluting him.
Look at him. He's sweating. He's taking off his hat. He's sweating. They're giving him so much stuff there.
It doesn't look friendly.
There's a sign right behind him, and all I can make out on the sign is clown.
He's a rich clown. I'll
tell
you that.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
all
he
right.
is.
Baseball coming up on... 97.3 The Fan a little bit later. I want to take a second, Scrabe. A couple things in this segment. We'll get back to, you know, everything we're talking about. First, big happy birthday wishes out there. And I know he doesn't listen because he's working down the hall. But he's a friend of ours, and we like him. And it's Kimo Jenkins' birthday today. Yeah, our sister station down there at, what is it?
KSON?
KSON, yeah, Kimo. So good for Kimo. Happy birthday to him. I actually didn't see him in here today, so maybe he's taking a birthday day off.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the first thing I wanted to get in. Secondly, yesterday you and I had our thing, and we talked about the 49ers and, you know, how in the world did they get a win over-under win total that is so high?
Yes.
Right? Because... You know, they have lost players.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I basically said yesterday, you know, they don't have anybody left. Okay. Well, I got a tweet back to that. And the tweet said, well, you know, don't have anybody? I mean, come on. We've got McCaffrey, and we still got Trent Williams, and we had a great organization, and we got this.
All facts.
The tweet came from a gentleman by the name of John Lynch. Not the John Lynch
I think I know
you're,
what you're talking
thinking
about.
Of.
I think I know what you're talking about.
John Lynch is the general manager of the 49ers,
yeah.
Former player, Torrey Pines High School. His dad is also John Lynch, and he was the one who sent the tweet. Now, here's the thing. John Lynch, his dad, which who they called Big John back in the days, okay, as opposed to Little John, Big John is responsible in many ways for me sitting right here, right now.
Oh, so he's the one.
Yes, right. Send all your complaints to him. So I want to say thanks to John Lynch. He started the famous Mighty 690.
Mm.
All right? He was the owner of that station group. They brought in Hacksaw. They got it going in the late 80s, 88, 89, for 15 years, pretty much. Mighty 690 dominated sports talk in the entire West Coast of this country.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, when 690 was out, the only other all-sports station was WFAN. There was only two of them.
Yep.
Now there's, you know, two
hundreds
or three in every city. Anyway, John Lynch was at the head of that. He brought in Hacksaw. He got, you know, Steve Hartman, Chet Ford, Jim Rome, he discovered. So this man, really, really successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, really responsible for a lot of what all of you out there are, you know, listening to today. And, you know, he was, you know, nice enough to let me do the weekends and fill in and do that. So, anyway, John Lynch, Big John, howdy out there. Thanks for listening. I don't hate the 49ers. I just
Hang
on. I just hate the fact that Scraby likes them. I just want you to know that. All right?
He does hate the 49ers.
Yeah, I kind of do. But
he does.
It has nothing to do with the Lynch name. It has everything to do with you over there.
I can understand that, all but right? That Big John is defending his son's team.
Oh, absolutely. And Big John used to get a little perturbed when I would go on the radio and say that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are never going to win the big one. And I don't know if nobody remembers this, but before John Lynch and the Buccaneers won their first Super Bowl, which was here.
Yep, 2003.
In 2002, the game was in 2003, yeah. They missed a bunch of opportunities. Like every year they would kind of find a way to lose the one game, et cetera. And it looked like the Bucs were just never going to quite get over the hump. Big John always stuck up for John, as he should have. Didn't like when I said the Bucks would never get over the hump.
Well, yeah.
And as it turned out, the Bucks did get over the
hump.
They did. So there you have it.
That is a good story. I mean, you're right about the sports radio history, because I remember there's an ESPN 30 for 30 on
yes, there is.
WFAN. I can't remember what
they
call
it. No, it's all about WFAN. Unfortunately, there's very little about 690 in there.
Yeah, it was more about Mike Francesa.
Yes,
and
it was
Mike and the Mad Dog. But
I think that's what it was actually called, Mike and the Mad Dog.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I remember talking, because I used to work with Steve Hartman, and we were talking about the history of sports radio. And I mean, you're right. 690 was one of the stations that started
the whole thing.
Yeah, the availability of sports radio on radio. It boggles my mind to think that no one before that thought, hey, people want to talk about sports all day. Like, I understand the radio was a little bit more of an official medium to deliver news and stuff.
Right.
But no one ever thought people want to listen to sports talk all day. It's crazy to me.
Yep. John Lynch, thank you, sir. And I think everyone out there, thank you. Because Jim Rome, like I said, Homer, Steve Hartman, that was his nickname.
I know.
I'd love to have Steve on the air one day. I don't know if we can.
I think we could probably.
I think I got to find his number somewhere.
Oh, I have Steve's
He's an
number.
Amazing.
I have Steve's number.
You know, Steve Hartman, he could be out there too listening.
Yes, Chris.
Here's the thing with Steve Hartman. Other than Jeopardy champions, who I know are smarter in trivia than I am, Steve Hartman's the only living person that I would just admit to the fact that he just knows way more sports trivia than me.
Can I tell you a major faux pas?
He's unbelievable on sports trivia. What do you got?
A major faux pas that I made when I met Steve Hartman. I was, you know, a little intern, and I was trying to flex as an intern, and I was like, I know a lot about golf. And Steve Hartman was like, so do I. And I said, all right. And then I think it was Costa at the time.
Mike Costa?
He asked a question, and it was something that I had no idea, and Steve Hartman gave me like the Wikipedia page on it from the top of his head. And so that was a major faux pas for me to try to challenge Steve Hartman in a trivia contest.
Don't ever. You can't win it. Steve Hartman, and the reason why he was impossible to beat in trivia, he actually does have a photographic memory.
Like he a legit one.
A legit one.
I wish I had one of those.
So you can't beat Hartman.
I wish I had one.
Let's get him on one day just to reminisce.
I'm gonna try. Yeah, that's,
I think
that's
that'd
fun.
Be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, John Lynch, I got you out there, man. All right, we'll take a break. Gwynn and Chris continues with today's Big Five coming up. Tony Gwynn Jr. is out there at Petco Park, and he will have the ball game with Jesse at 6:40 tonight. One baseball note of note, Philadelphia Phillies have placed struggling, and I mean struggling, right-hander Aaron Nola to the injured list. I don't know if he's really hurt. I mean, ankle is what they're saying. 15-day injured list, but Aaron Nola cannot get anyone out this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's been a
mystery. He's 31 years old. He's not over the hill, you wouldn't think.
No.
Gave up 9 runs the other day. He's got an ERA of like 6 for the year. He's 1-7. He's been one of the aces for many years. But
DFA him.
Yeah, that's it. And then if they do, then the Padre fan, man, let's pick him up.
Let's pick him up. And then he comes and then he still stinks and you're like, oh, why DFA him?
What did we do that for? Love you, fans. Love you.
I do?
Yes, we do.
I love most fans. It's the fans that tell me I'm an idiot.
Where would we be without them, Scrabe?
No, I know.
We'd be talking
to each other
in your garage somewhere.
Yes, and that would be boring for everyone involved because Lucky does not want to listen to us two talk for 4 hours.
All right, let's go to today. Speaking of talk, we got Tony, so let's do a Big Five. And there's some fun stuff in here.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. We got the NFL owners possibly changing the playoff structure. And we have a former Padre that has been released once again from his team. So we'll actually get started with that former Padre.
Number five.
The White Sox released Brandon Drury from his minor league deal, according to MILB.com. He has been on the injured list since May 8th. Drury hasn't played in a game for AAA Charlotte since April 26th, and their manager Sergio Santos told the media that Drury had injured his wrist on a hit-by-pitch. At the time, Santos said that Drury was able to field without issue but experienced soreness when he was taking swings. He'd only been able to appear in 10 games before the injury because he broke his thumb in spring training as well, so lots of injuries. But in those 10 games, he's hitting 179 with one home run in 47 trips to the plate. So, Chris, you bringing in Brandon Drury?
No. I'm remembering Brandon Drury, though.
You're remembering him.
Yes, he had a beautiful grand slam. One of the most exciting moments of that 2020, was it 21?
22.
Yeah. I mean, they acquired Juan Soto. And, man, I mean, Petco Park was electric that night. I'm sure Tony recalls it as well. Yeah. And I was lucky enough to go to that game and had just gotten to my seats when the Padres got to the plate there in the bottom of the first inning, loaded the bases, and it was almost as off on cue Brandon Drury hit that grand slam. So, you know, it's a good memory. I think the career of Brandon Drury, for whatever reason, has kind of dissipated from that point on. So, no, I don't think he's a savior.
Okay. Tony, you bringing Brandon Drury in?
No, what would he do?
Well, doesn't Tony Patrica need some help with the equipment, Tony, or anything like that?
What position is he going to play?
Did he play left field here?
I don't know.
No?
I thought he did.
No, they tried that with Adam Frazier. That didn't go too well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to DH? I mean,
maybe.
I don't think so. I don't think you're taking a flyer on this one, but never say never.
Never say never is right. No outfield. I don't know why I thought outfield, but this
you
was
wanna,
the...
You want to rethink that question?
No,
or do you
no. This was the hot topic on Twitter today, so anytime someone becomes available that's a former Padre, I get DMs about how they should bring him in.
I have an idea. Before you ask silly questions like that...
It's not a silly question.
Tell us that you've come up with this idea for the question based on Twitter conversation so that I know something silly is coming.
Right. I want to get your unwavered opinion on things.
Well, yesterday you had me had the Padres acquiring Ted Williams to play left field.
I did not have them acquiring Ted Williams.
You know, apparently this is, you know, it's a big deal right now.
Maybe his frozen head, but not himself. All right, I'm going to move on from this.
Yeah. Number four.
And we're going to go to rivalry weekend. That word is really hard for me. Rivalry. It's
right.
Not easy.
Okay.
But this weekend, many people think the name rivalry weekend is stretching the truth a bit because there are teams that are not playing their rivals. For example, the Atlanta Braves are playing the Red Sox, and most would say that the Yankees and Red Sox are the rivals. Padres are playing the Mariners. The Dodgers are playing the Angels, which doesn't seem to be much of a rivalry. So, Tony, what do you think right now is the best actual rivalry in baseball?
Padres-Dodgers. It's not close.
Okay.
Right now. It's not close. It's not close at all. Can you think of another one? There isn't another one. I mean, everybody, the only one you think of is like old Yankee-Red Sox.
Yeah, if you ask this question anywhere but here, I still think people would say Yankees-Red Sox because that is what ESPN and Major League Baseball has forced upon us for the last 20 years.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think that's true because ESPN is one of the articles that came out that had that as the best rivalry in baseball right now.
Good.
Just right now. I mean, I think that's if we're being honest, that's – It's not close. There isn't a better rivalry right now. Nothing. Put it this way, the Padre-Dodger series is on national TV just as much as the Yankee-Red Sox series is at this point. That's because it plays. There's actual meaningful games being played out of those two teams a lot of times.
Chris, what's your rivalry? Is it Dodgers-Padres?
I think. Well, I'll just say this. I think Padres-Mariners is about as much of a rivalry as Poway versus Rancho Bernardo or something. That's all I'll say. This is a drummed-up, you know, marketing idea that Major League Baseball has had. I give them credit for trying it. I think it's interesting, you know, when the two Chicago teams play and the two New York teams play and the two Pennsylvania teams play and the Nationals and the Orioles are on the Beltway, the two Florida franchises play, but none of them are really rivalries. Cardinals, Royals, that's not a rivalry. They happen to both be stationed in Missouri. That's about it.
I think this is more of a geographical rivalry than
anything. That's all it is. And, you know, the A's Giants isn't even going to be a Bay Area thing for much longer. So it's a drummed up thing. I think.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what would make these more of a rivalry games? If they weren't actually playing each other every year. Like it went back to, like,
I love that. Yeah.
American National League. Like, that's when they were real rivals. They didn't see each other enough.
Yeah.
When they got together, it was like it was on and popping.
It was special. It was special. Yeah. No, I agree with you, Tony. And you know, the Angels Dodgers had a thing called the Freeway Series back in the day when spring training games actually seemed like they mattered a little bit, and you know, the regulars played. So they'd get together on the weekend before the season started, and it was a lot of fun to go out and see the two play each other because they never played each other during the season. So I think Tony hits it on the head, but now that you play everybody every year, there's really nothing special about this in my mind.
I agree with
you.
Not
even the Vetter Cup cap the Padres are trying to, you know, are giving away this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Eddie Vedder knew what he was getting himself into.
No, trust me. Eddie Vedder knew exactly what
he likes it. I think he likes it, yeah.
Okay. Number three. Now, the NFL owners are going to vote on a potential change to the NFL playoff structure. The Detroit Lions actually proposed this, so we can thank them if this happens. But essentially what it will do is seed teams based on record. No longer would the four division winners get the top four spots. They will be ranked on record. So, for example, in the NFC last year, this is actually how it went down. Lions were first, and then Eagles, Bucks, Rams, Vikings, Commanders, and Packers.
Yeah.
Now, the new proposal would have made those teams Lions, Eagles, Vikings, Commanders, Packers, Bucks, and then Rams at the end because they had the worst record.
Okay.
So they're trying to just reward the teams that have lots of wins.
I know what they're trying to do.
Yes. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Are you upset by this? I'm just going to ask you. You sound like you're upset by this.
I'm totally upset by it.
Do you like it?
No, I hate it. And I hope this is, we've talked about this in every sport a million different times, a million different ways. If you're going to have divisions, then the winning of the division needs to be worth something.
Right.
Otherwise, put all 15 teams or 16 in one division or in, you know, in the NFC and just rank them throughout the year, 1 through 16. Then you can take your top 7 records. But this happens because last year, I think, and the Lions are bringing up, which is nice, they were the top seed.
I was going to say, why do they care?
Yeah, I don't know why they care, but the reason this is happening, because the Vikings had the third best record, but they were behind the Lions in their own division. So some people feel like they deserved a higher seed. But they didn't. Win your division. Yeah. It's that easy. You know before the season what the rules are. Win your division, and you will get a home game in the playoffs. That is worth fighting for. If you change this, then it all is just it means nothing.
Yeah.
So that's my, and we've done this in the NBA, and they, you know, the NBA now, they still have divisions in the NBA, but nobody knows it because it doesn't matter if you win your division. You're only ranked for the playoffs by your conference record. So I hope the NFL does not overreact.
Tony, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I hope they don't either. I despise. I hate that the NFL has this thing where these
These teams can just propose things?
Barter proposals. And, like, it's just so annoying. Like, the rules are the rule. This is what it is. Win your division, which you should try to do every year anyway.
Yeah.
And you get a home game. It's that simple. Sometimes that might mean going 8-9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some years you might have. I mean, the Vikings probably have won a few divisions over the years with a, 9-7 record. It just worked out well.
Yeah,
last year
exactly.
It didn't work out. That's okay.
Well, I think Chris is right. Don't overreact to this, please.
Lions are making a big hullabaloo for getting ousted in the second
round.
They
need to strip this idea of having these teams be able to, like, ban, different things. And I can't stand it. Especially this rule. It's one thing to try to ban a play that, made me deem unsafe.
Yeah.
But now we're just changing the rules of the whole entire thing for what? So Minnesota can feel better?
Another reason I hate the Lions.
They should be happy that there even is such a thing as best record getting home field advantage. Again, I you don't like when I do this. But for example, the year that the Miami Dolphins had the only undefeated season ever, they played the AFC Championship game on the road because it was just the way it was set up that year. They obviously had a better record. It didn't matter. So, look, they've made some strides, but this is not a stride to make.
Okay.
All right. We settled that.
Yes, I guess we did.
By the way, I just went on my Twitter account. First thing on there, a video of Brandon Drury's Grand Slam from a few years ago. So
I told you.
I guess you're right, Scraby. Everybody wants him back. Yeah.
I am up to date with what the fans want.
Yes,
and they also they want a lot of ridiculous things, I got to say.
All right.
Number two.
All right, so Chris, something that we talked about the other day is getting more and more news, and that would be the National Women's Soccer League and what happened with the medical emergency on the field the other day.
Yeah.
But they did come out and say that they would abandon future games when players have life-threatening emergencies, and they acknowledged today that the game should have ended after Angel City's Savvy King collapsed on the field during a match on May 9th. Now, I guess medical attention lasted around 10 minutes, and then they completed the game, and King subsequently underwent surgery for a heart abnormality discovered after her collapse. The NWSL Players Association said this week that the game should not have continued, and the union called for future games to be abandoned because of medical emergencies. So NWSL matched them, said, okay, we'll do that. Tony, do you think... This is a very Matt Scraby question. Do you think the NWSL is actually taking this seriously, or are they responding to complaints?
I think the answer is both. I mean, both things can be true, I guess. They could be to some anger for not stopping a game. I think all of the other major sports would have done the same. They would have stopped the game. We've seen it happen. Saw it happen in the NFL. We've seen it happen in MLB. We've seen it happen in NBA. And so I think they can be reactive to what people are feeling, but also take the matter seriously. I don't necessarily think that they have to be choosing one or the other.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably true. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know that any league necessarily, before something like this happens, has a set in stone rule, right? You know, if something happens, we're going to stop the game. Everything is on a case by case basis. And obviously the case of DeMar Hamlin, it was a no brainer, right? They stopped that Monday Night Football game, etc. There's been other instances, as Tony mentioned. I think the NWSL has been they're serious about this, and I think it's good that they're listening to their Players Association. I don't necessarily know that anybody that was there that night made the wrong call, per se. But it didn't. It looked like it was something that probably should have been. They probably should have stopped it at the time. I mean, if you looked at, I told you the other day, the pictures, you had like 100 people out on the field, arm in arm, looking down at, this injured player in basically in prayer that she was going to be okay. So, I mean, under those circumstances, the prudent thing would have been to stop it. So, good on the NWSL for saying, hey, we messed up. We didn't do it right. We're going to make sure that we, relay to everybody involved that if this kind of thing does happen again, we're going to do the right thing. So, good for them.
All right. I mean,
lesson learned, and something you know came good of it, which is you know the way it should be.
All right. Number one. Now for a fun one, because last night the Dodgers blew out the A's. That's not the fun part. They won 19-2, but we had a pretty cool moment for one position player that ended up pitching for the A's. Johnny Pareda is a catcher normally, but since his team was down, he got the pitch and he faced one of the most feared hitters in probably the last 5 or 10 years, Shohei Ohtani. And credit goes to Pareda because he struck out Ohtani with an 89-mile-an-hour heater way above the strike zone. Ohtani went up for that one. And after Pareda did that, he threw the ball over to the dugout to keep it. And everybody thought that was kind of interesting that he kept that. Of course, people say this is soft. So I'm not the one who is saying it's soft. Chris, would you keep a ball if you struck out Ohtani as a position player?
I'm almost sure in an inter-squad game one time, I threw a changeup that Tony's dad dribbled out in front of the mound. And I think I hopped on it and was able to get him out. I wish I would have saved that baseball today, right? I mean, sure. I think this is fine. Right? What is the problem people have?
People have a problem with everything. I'm getting sick of it.
You know. By the way, I want to add that Tony's dad, like you know, homered and tripled and doubled his other at bats. I want to make sure that's clear to everybody. Okay.
You know, I looked it up. His career was
he smashed me
9 for 10 against
you. Yeah, he smashed me. But no, I just you know. This was an interesting moment in a blowout game.
Yeah.
So it had no bearing on anything other than this. It's a nice little memento to have. I mean, you did strike out Ohtani. That's a pretty big deal. It's kind of the Babe Ruth of our era.
Sure.
And he's not even a pitcher. So, yeah, good on him.
Tony, would you keep a ball if you struck out Ohtani?
I don't know if I would, but I don't see anything wrong with it. What I noticed was Ohtani was not smiling when he went back.
He was mad.
He seemed like he was a little irritated. He got it blown by him because my man was up there throwing up, you know, softballs, and then all of a sudden he gasses up at 89.
I like it. He is a catcher. He should have a good arm. Ohtani should have been ready.
I thought it was funny, and I thought Ohtani didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. That's actually one of my new favorite things is when a position player strikes out a hitter, because the hitter is always so angry that they just struck out to a position player.
Well, the hitter can't win in that situation, right? If they hit a home run, that's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And then if they hit a home run, you say, well, it's just off a position player.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it for the Big Five. Good stuff, guys. When we get back, we're going to preview the Vetter Cup. Padres Mariners next on 97.3.
We just said how silly the whole thing is.
Vetter Cup!
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.